Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Money Watch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Thursday, April 4th, and we are here trying to answer financial questions on your behalf. The way we do that is we make you do some work. You need to go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write a note, and if you want to join us on the air live, then you just check that box. We do also understand that many of you are shy, you don't want to come on the air, and that's why we do emails from time to time, and today is one of those times. So here is a question. This is from Tim, who says, I sold a small amount of stock that I received from my employer back in the late 1990s. A couple of mergers later, a couple of splits, I have no idea how to figure out the cost basis. Help. Let me just start with that. Usually, if that stock is held in an account, they'll give you the adjusted cost basis, especially if it's company stock. So I would double check to see if the firm that is holding that stock can actually make the determination on your behalf. If not, there are plenty of ways to go online and just look at the split adjusted price based on some best guesstimate. And I mean best guesstimate. The IRS doesn't necessarily expect you to get it spot on, but they do want you to at least try. So that brings me to question number two. And you write, I bought Microsoft stock back in the late 90s. It split a few times and I now have 400 shares and it has done quite well. However, my portfolio is way out of whack. I'm worried that if I sell it, I could take a big tax hit. Any thoughts? Do I just hold on to it until I retire in 5 years and risk it dropping in price significantly? Or do I sell some and take a big tax hit today? Hey, dude, Tim, come on now. I don't think you should have any big issue with this. You should be happy to be able to pay capital gains. And capital gains, this is long-term capital gains. Chances are you're only going to pay 15, 20. The top that you're going to pay is 23.8% on the gains. I would definitely, regardless of what's going on in your life, I would take that tax hit right now, pay it, and reallocate. Maybe, by the way, the other stock is at a loss and you'll have some gains and losses to wash. This is a question from Dan, who's like, was wondering if you think our staggering and growing national debt will ever crash the stock market and permanently bankrupt our country. Thanks. Well, you know what? I don't think that it's as clear as that. What I do think is that the national debt will become an issue when it becomes an issue. And I know that sounds sort of snarky, but I'm actually there's a real kernel of truth here in that this debt, and because we keep kicking it down the road, doesn't appear to be causing any big problems right now. But at some point, maybe we'll get downgraded again. Maybe the bond market will flip out. And at some point, some lawmakers are going to have to come together and figure out how to probably raise taxes and change some of the programs that we all love and maybe even means test a bunch of things. And it's going to stink, but we are going to pay the price. I think I'm pretty clear about that. This is Susie, who listens to the podcast and says, I'm 52 and I pay a 24% top income tax. Okay, I think I will drop to 22% when I retire. My base income is $88,000. I make $110,000 a year. I invest 24% pre-tax and 8% after-tax to my 401k. And then it looks like another $7,000 in a catch-up contribution. Am I better off investing all in Roth or pre-tax 401k? I'd like to retire at age 67. Well, I'm not confident that you know you're going to be in the 22% tax bracket. I guess based on current law, now you would. But maybe a good way to think about it is if you already have a ton of money that's in pre-tax, then I would go into Roth. It's just a way to diversify the bet. That way, if tax rates go up when you retire, you already have money that has been taxed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, this is from Peter, who's a new listener but a big fan. He says, I want to know just how bad my situation is and what is the best path forward for me. I'm 39 and married. I'm the sole income earner in my family. My wife is 41 and is actively looking for full-time work. We have a 5-year-old daughter who will be entering free public school in the fall. Okay, they've got 70 grand in debt across 4 high-interest credit cards, and they're just keeping their heads above water, barely. And I have one school payment left, and then I plan to aggressively hit this debt. Their income, 210 grand a year. $125,000 in work 401k. I contribute 5% with an employer match of 3%. I have $25,000 in a Fidelity brokerage account, mostly Vanguard ETFs. Plan is to dollar cost average once I'm out from under the debt. House is worth $750,000 to $780,000. We bought it for $610,000 3.5 years ago with a nice low mortgage rate of 2.8%. And they owe $530,000. So that's good. Okay. We plan to be in our house for the foreseeable future. Should I take out a home equity line of credit and pay the debt in one shot or just use the avalanche approach? Okay. First thing I would do is I would make sure that I have money. I don't know if this Fidelity brokerage account is basically the only money you have as outside of retirement. But if it is, I'd sell the entire brokerage account out immediately and go to cash and buy some CDs so that you have a little nest egg for yourselves. If you already have that and you just forgot to mention that, then sell the brokerage account out anyway and then use the 25 grand or whatever is after tax of that $25,000 brokerage account and pay down your debt. So 25 goes to the 70. Let's say after tax you pay, you have to pay some tax. Maybe your 70 goes to 50. Then I would look into a home equity line of credit, because if you could get a $50,000 home equity line of credit, use the money from the brokerage account, pay down all your debt, you're going to be better off. And then you are going to aggressively pay down the home equity line of credit as quickly as you possibly can. I hope that helps, and I hope that you can kind of get me a little more information so we can help you out. Okay, this last note is from Kathy, who writes a note of appreciation. And she says, I'm writing to let you know that I enjoy the YouTube show. That's our YouTube show that is called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. Okay, so she says, besides your great knowledge and humor, I appreciate your open-heartedness. You are a much-needed voice in financial advice. People often know when they have fallen short, so a kind voice can be a healing balm. And then Kathy goes on, as a blue gay dot in Indiana, I'm glad you didn't speak poorly of Indiana when a caller mentioned moving there. We've got a lot of good progressive people who live here. They're just not the dominant voices. All the best to you and Mark and your beloveds. Thank you so much for that, Kathy. We very much appreciate it. And we appreciate wherever you live, blue dots, red dots, purple dots, wherever you are. We love you all. And we thank you so much for listening. If you would like to put your financial situation before us, if you've got a question, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button and tell us what's going on. And of course, check the box if you want to come on the air. While you're there, you can see the show that Kathy sees. The YouTube show is called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. And you can also subscribe to the Jill on Money live service. That's where you have access to 4 quarterly live webinars in a given 12-month period. And we have special video content that lives behind the paywall. And you can watch the previous webinars, which are all so great. So thank you so much for listening. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer of this program and the king of all things web. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.